town, and there might be some people you don't know. In fact, I introduced two of my friends from LA that have worked here for decades, and I was shocked that they didn't know each other. So if I go on to Zoom, then it's not good. So I wanted you to know that if you are one of the nominee potential folks, I'm just going to have you come up and just give us a little bit of basically a grocery list of what to look for in your film. What are the things that are there?
I think Rick wants to go first.
Rick Berger,
and then Howard.
So to kick that off for The Amazing Spider-Man, we're going to hear from Howard Berger. He's going to tell us what to look for. What's Spider-Man?
Work that we did for Spider-Man, which actually I saw Norman Cabrera is here, and Norman sculpted everything on that show for us. There's K&B and myself and Peter Montagna handled the electro makeup on Jamie Foxx, which is this full head and full body silicone prosthetic makeup that's on Jamie. And if you've seen the film, he glows the whole thing, which is all digital augmentation, which was all part of the plan from day one, that we were always going to have digital augmentation. I know there's been some discussion about digital augmentation about it, but that was always intentional because we can't really make Jamie glow. So that's what we did. We did electro, and then Sarah Robano was brought on by Richard Taylor's company, Weta Workshop in New Zealand, and she handled the Green Goblin makeups.
Sarah
did a great job, kind of blowing the glow at all. A whole bunch of stuff arrived, and she had to figure it out on the spot, and she did a really, really great job. And V was our makeup department head and really helped. We did a good team. Tammy Lane was with me, Peter Montagna, Josh Torrey from New York.
Those guys.
It was a fun movie. It was cool. And there you have it.
Great.
There you go.
Thank you, Howard. Thank you for joining us. And for Fox Catcher, we have Bill Corso. Bill, we're... What should we be watching for in Fox Catcher?
Nobody glows. If any of you have seen Fox Catcher or have read about Fox Catcher, I put a nose. That's about it. You see a curl. We have a very quiet, small little movie that's about three guys, mostly. And we did some little character makeups on these three guys, one of which, you know, was the unique, you know, request by the director to make his leading actor completely unrecognizable, which, as we all know, rarely ever happens. You know, God forbid you hide the actor. You know, you always want to see the actor's face. And my director specifically said, and this is a director who's directed two movies, both of which were up for many awards. This guy doesn't kid around. He said, Steve Carell cannot be in this movie. I cannot see Steve Carell in this movie. He's got to be a completely different man. And that's a hard thing to achieve realistically, because they would be on these guys every day. And I said, well, you know, it's a movie, and you know, as I said this morning, you know, the camera's moving, the actors are acting, and you know, there's a lot to be said for, you know, filming life. And he goes, you haven't seen my movies. My movies are about still images. He goes, I shoot big close-ups that last for a really long time. So it was as difficult maybe a makeup show can be, because you're doing high realism at a very extreme level that's going to be looked at for quite a long time. So it was a gift and a chore, because it's a lot of work to do that kind of work. But it is the kind of work we aspire to. So it was really fun. And if you see the movie, you know, it's not a fun movie. There's no great flashback cool songs, and there's nobody's painted a cool color, but it's a very intense movie. And there's some fun makeups, and then there's amazing acting and an amazing directing. And it's a sweet little movie. But yeah, so fun character makeup.
Great. The next film is Guardians of the Galaxy. We have Lizzie Giorgio and David White. Those people from across the pond that we don't get to see every day, so that's why I wanted to make sure you get a chance to meet them. Will you please tell us a little bit about what we should be seeing for Guardians?
we do have a lot of blue and pink and so you do have to look out for them. I actually can't miss them. We've also got a lot of very natural makeups going on as well, and we've got a lot of high fashion and very sort of weird aliens with big hairdos that can kind of take you into a different galaxy, and that's what it was all about.
Yeah, I guess an enormous amount of prosthetic work. The materials that we were using were kind of outrageously like nothing I've ever seen. It's really, it encompasses everything I've kind of ever done, to be honest, in my makeup career, all in the same place at the same time on this movie, which is kind of unusual. It felt like doing 10 movies because all the characters were so different, they're so individual, and their requirements for the materials was all very different as well. So I selected a lot of makeup artists specifically to look after all these individual cats. Fantastic artistry going on with these guys. They had their own teams, and they looked after them from head to toe every single day, the entire summer, through all that heat. So we had a lot of fun with all those colors, believe me.
Good, thank you guys. In the Grand Budapest Hotel, we have Mark Cuillier. Is Fran with you?
Yes.
Great, there you are. Thanks again. Please tell us a little bit about what you, our audience here should be looking for in your film.
I think they should be looking for a lot of moustaches and wigs. And then a wonderful prosthetic made by Mark for Madam D.
It's a brother here.
Tilda Swinton, yes.
So I just did a couple of characters on it. I did an aging make on Tilda Swinton, which me and Fran did together. Fran did all the hair and straight makeup on the room. Sculpted her, turned her into an 83-year-old. She was great. She was really fantastic. Loved the whole process. It was really nice to work with someone who's got, a beautiful face and great bone structure and perfect person to age. When you're asked to do an aging makeup, like sometimes it's like, oh God, I've got to age that person. But you know, if you have to say someone like Tilda Swinton, you're like, wow, that's going to be fantastic. And she's got such a great canvas to start with. And she loves the whole process. So it was a real pleasure, a real interesting experience. You know, working on a Wes Anderson film is quite different to other directors that I've worked with. And we spoke about it a bit earlier about, you know, how he doesn't have makeup trailers. You've got all these famous actors in there, and the makeup room was in the foyer of the hotel. You know, so you go into the front door of the hotel, and there's the foyer, and that is the makeup room. You know, so you've got all these like A-list actors all sat around being made up. You know, so it's a whole strange, different creative process, which is really exciting.
Very good. Thank you, guys. For Noah, we have Judy Chin, Jerry Popolis, and Adrian Moreau. Can you guys make your way forward? Adrian's not with us. Adrian's a bum. He didn't come. We'll give him a hard time later. Tell us what we should be looking for in Noah.
Well, in Noah, the world that we tried to create was like a world where people were just struggling for life, and every day was just so difficult and literally fighting for survival. The looks that we tried to do were they're dirty, there's scabs and cuts and nicks and redness, and I used to think of Egon Schiele paintings where there's just like layers of like subtle reds all underneath, and then on top of that scabs and bits, and everyone was covered with little bits of things, which I didn't really want to be very bold and stick out, but I wanted you to feel it, and you know, if not actually like go, oh, there's a whatever. But Adrian did two really beautiful makeups. One was our Methuselah character played by Anthony Hopkins, and the Tubal Cain character played by Ray Winston. And the things I loved about those were everything was, again, really subtle. Ray's character, he's a character who was someone who battled all his life, literally like battling sword battles, burns, scars, Mars. And, you know, everything was sort of soft and, you know, under all under layers. And then we had a lot of all of our stunt doubles, photo doubles, multiple stunt doubles, all in hair and wigs and makeup and beards.
Yeah, and remember we were cold and wet.
It was always so much fun.
Always so much fun. And we had 90% of our principal actors wearing wigs and some sort of makeup. And in our background, 300, 400 background people every day were in some type of hairpiece that changed them from a modern day look to what it was, which obviously we know that we don't always like seeing all of that.
And they all had to survive the rain.
And they had to survive the rain for weeks and months, which was torrential every night.
That was a lot.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
For the theory of everything, Jen Selwell and Christian Mallon. You guys here? Thank you, Jen. Tell us what we should be looking for in your film.
Well, ultimately, I suppose that the main part of both is energetic. Tony being empty, Stephen Bacon, and his muscle weight and machines. But the whole point of the film is actually not seeing it. I've tried my best to know that to see it. It is my belief, it has to be seamless. And I knew that there was a rollback at the end of the movie where we would go from the end all the way to the beginning.
Joking around, and I said this earlier today, is
this year especially, I've always been proud to be a makeup artist, but this year I've been exceptionally proud because all of the films that were done had amazing makeups, the seven films, and films that weren't even considered in the seven, unless you're one. So I mean, the quality of work that's being done for people all around the world is so amazing to me, and I think it's so great, and I'm just proud to be here.
I think everybody's enjoyed this. It's been great. I want to thank the potential nominees for being here and sharing with us. They've already had a big day, and it's great that they could come and with our colleagues and be able to share about their films. We get to put names and faces. We get to rub shoulders. And we keep this part, I'm planning for this to always stay short. We're going to make this an annual event. Will you guys come back next year if we do it again? Yeah! I want to thank who helped make this possible was Friends Bee Supply. Make sure you give those guys some love because you know I'm going to be able to get this space to do this. I'd love to join. I've been looking for an excuse to be able to hold an event here since the first time I walked into here. This is about celebrating makeup. It's about our artistry. And that's why we do what we do. And hopefully we keep having these type of what Rick said. I'll echo that, wow, how wonderful do we get to see incredible makeup being done on such a high level as we've seen today. It's really, really cool. And that's what we're trying to do, with events like this. It's excuses to bring us together, and we get to celebrate the art. Thank you, guys. Enjoy. Bye. You guys.